Greetings, welcome. Segment two here at the Soul of Wisdom for this fine, fine Friday. If you were with us in segment one, and you should have been, if not, you've missed out and you should go back and watch. But we opened up the LEGO Star Wars Advent calendar and we got the Stormtrooper. And if you are visually gifted, then you can see him right now. See, he dances, he moves around a little, he makes the camera go out of focus because he moves too fast. He's like, perfect.
Yeah.
And as promised, if you look over my right shoulder, we got down the Stormtrooper Lego head. So we will put him next to the Stormtrooper Lego head. And he is officially dwarfed.
Yeah.
It looks like, what am I thinking of? The little dudes in Willy Wonka.
Oh, not Munchkins.
Not the Munchkins. But that works, too.
I can't think of it either.
He looks like a really tiny... He looks like...
Oompa Loompa.
Oompa Loompa, yeah. Yeah, he's the Oompa Loompa equivalent of a Stormtrooper. Okay. So.
We're so off today.
I don't know that we're off. It's just that, you know, it's Friday and...
The brain's not fully engaged.
Well, we don't really have like days off other than Friday, as you pointed out yesterday, is special to us because we go and we get like takeout food.
Yeah.
So I think we're probably anticipating that a little bit. We might actually sit down this evening and like watch 30 minutes of television, which is really weird.
Yeah.
Because we're always like working or sleeping. So, you know, maybe it's just that.
Maybe Jeopardy.
Maybe Jeopardy. You never know. Okie dokie. So, Kyle Rittenhouse. You know, if you don't know who that is at this point, you've been under a rock for the last, you know, year.
Yeah.
But we found an interesting article regarding him and Facebook that we wanted to get into because I have some thoughts on that matter. So, we will go ahead and pull that up. Visually gifted, as always, you can read along with me. Meta, and in case you don't know this, Meta is the new parent company for Facebook. They changed it because they have Facebook and Instagram all under that terminology, or under that company. So, Meta reverses controversial Kyle Rittenhouse policy on Facebook and Instagram. Meta, formerly known as Facebook, already explained that. Stupid article. Mm-hmm. Don't need to explain it again. Has reversed its policy banning searches for Kyle Rittenhouse on its app following his acquittal last month. found not guilty, we know all that. Following the 2020 shooting, Meta, then Facebook, reportedly labeled the incident mass murder and blocked searches for Rittenhouse's name. After the verdict in Kenosha, we rolled back the restrictions we had in place that limited search results from returning content related to key terms, including Kyle Rittenhouse, a Meta spokesperson told Fox Business. While we still remove content that celebrates the death of the individuals killed in Kenosha, we will no longer remove content containing praise or support of Rittenhouse. Meta added it will continue to remove content violating its general misconduct policies, including praise or mocking of those who died or were injured in the August 2020 protests. Meta previously allowed neutral conversation about Rittenhouse, but removed material praising the then 17-year-old. Before Rittenhouse's trial, much of the conversation about the teenager on social media was polarized, with some labeling the boy as a hero and others labeling him as a killer. And then they talk about what he would have faced. We already know all that. So this article caught my attention for this simple reason. You know, the last couple of days we've been talking about Twitter.
Yeah.
And Twitter's new CEO and his rather sickening, for lack of a better way to put it, statement that he made a year ago on the First Amendment and how it's not Twitter's problem.
Yeah.
And they don't care about the First Amendment. And then, you know, they're going to have much tighter controls of what videos you put up and things like that. It's this censorship thing. It's again butting up against the Section 230 laws, where you can argue that they're acting as publishers, which if they want 230 protections, they're not supposed to act as publishers.
Yes.
But in this instance, it really caught me because if you had any any kind of praise or support for Kyle while he was going through all of this stuff, they were blocking that content.
Yeah.
Now, the last time I checked, and I'm not, you know, I'm not going senile at this point. Yes, I'm graying up, but I seem to know this to be the truth. This is America.
Yes.
And you are supposed to be innocent until you are proven guilty in a court of law. And frankly, even for that moron in Waukesha who allegedly ran over all of those people in the parade, and I'm using the word allegedly even though it's pretty doggone clear,
yeah,
but it has not been proven in a court of law yet. That man, by the way our country works, is presumed innocent.
Yes.
Despite all of the video, despite all the everything, until they go through the system and they lay it all out and a jury says, yep, he done it, he is presumed innocent. And he deserves those rights and privileges that are assigned to that, because that is how our system is designed.
Social media nowadays, though, believes that the court of public opinion is more valuable.
Yeah, and that's the sad thing, is it is totally not more valuable. If yeah. if you don't understand how your country works, then you need to get off your rear end and learn how your country works, because it's beautiful. Especially when you compare it to how the rest of the world works. Trust me,
and you don't
it's
want,
beautiful.
And you don't want the court of public opinion being the end-all be-all, because it will turn on everyone.
Yep. Yeah, there are... there was an episode of The Orville. There was an episode of Black Mirror. There was, you know, countless other occasions, too, where they had these societies where what went on was based on, like, up and down votes.
Yeah.
You know, and those stories never end well.
No.
You have to let the system work, and it frustrates me that somebody like a Kyle Rittenhouse, or frankly anybody, just because somebody at Facebook believes that what he did was wrong and that he was guilty of a crime, then starts limiting speech about what people think about the situation.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, there's no public discourse. It's just them turning the wheel of public opinion in the direction that they want.
Yeah.
That is not what I'm interested in with social media. It's not what I signed up for. And I'm willing to bet the majority of Americans would agree with me. The problem is there's a very loud vocal minority that will yell and scream so loud that people will just give them what they want, so they'll shut up.
Yeah. But then they'll just start screaming about something else, so.
Yeah, that's just it. But what these people don't realize is that sooner or later, it will turn on them.
Well, and it just happened to Cuomo.
Yeah. That's a good point. Which one, though?
Both of them.
I mean, yeah, you know.
It came for one, and then it came for his brother.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, they're out there. Yeah, let's go to Chris, for example. You know, he's yelling and screaming about, you know, wearing masks and doing the proper things for COVID. And he's yelling and screaming about Trump when he was still in office and doing all these things and trying to be very vocal on social media.
He was trying to be as woke as possible.
Exactly, be as woke as possible. But now that mob has turned on him and he's, you know, at least for now, out at CNN.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, but you gotta...
You can never make the mob happy.
You can't. And because you can't, I'm continue to be of the opinion that you need to allow both sides to speak.
Yeah.
You know, for example, to go back to the Waukesha thing again, I don't have a problem with the people who are in support of him, for whatever reason, speaking their mind on the matter.
No, they should.
No, they should be able to. You know, I'm not saying that I align with what they believe, because I've seen the video and I've seen the evidence, and while it has not been proven in a court of law, it seems clear as to what happened. We'll know for sure once it goes to trial and all the evidence is examined.
Yeah.
But But the bottom line is the people who are in support of that man, they have a right to say what they want to say. Yes. Now, it was should have been the same situation in the case of Kyle, but he got shut down everywhere. I mean, they had GoFundMes and stuff to try to get him, you know, legal help and get him bail money and all this. It got shut down at every turn.
Yeah, I think they tried to do GoFundMes for the Waukesha guy too, Daryl Brooks, and that has also been shut down.
Yeah, which I also don't necessarily agree with.
But for GoFundMe, I believe that's actually part of their terms of service. As anybody who's accused of a crime, you can't raise money for them. So that's just part of their terms. But
well, that could very well be the case then. If that is, then so be it. But
so at least they're applying it evenly, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose you can look at it from that angle. But I do believe that everything should be applied evenly. Because the last I knew, now I could be wrong, but I have seen nothing about Facebook banning any kind of content about Waukesha guy, especially those in support of him.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything like that either.
So, you know, again, it's picking and choosing what they consider to be winners and losers, and that's just dangerous.
Yeah.
You know. Just my thoughts. We continue to kind of monitor where all of the social media mess is going. I personally believe that others are going to rise, especially if they don't loosen up on some of this stuff. But we'll see.
Yeah.
There's options out there. Never believe, if you have a business or even just from a personal standpoint, never believe that whatever it is that you have is always going to be at the top.
Yeah.
Never believe that your stuff is great and doesn't stink and there will never be anything better. Because sooner or later, something's going to come along to supplant you.
Yeah.
And that's true in business, it's true in personal, it's true in everything. So give it time. You know, if they don't figure stuff out, somebody will do better. All right. I think on that note, we move on. And in a couple of hours, we have our final segment of the day.
Yeah.
In the meantime, please do visit us at soulwisdom.com. Please do hit that like button below if you are on Facebook. If you're on YouTube, if you're on Rumble, hit the punchy thing. Do subscribe, leave reviews, things like that. And we'll see you in a couple hours. Bye.
Bye.